This is our first software development forum. As you can probably guess from the name of the unit, our job is to make sure and try and make sure all the different parts of the Air Force network play well together, both now and in the future as we work to upgrade and modernize that network. And one of the things we need to do, the Air Force is in the middle of a multi-year effort to consolidate all its separate networks into one large singular network. And so as you do that, you wind up getting a bigger, more complex network, and it becomes more of a challenge in some ways to field applications that work well on that. And we're in a unique position here. We have a lot of smart folks that that work on those plans for modernization, so we know where the network is now and where it's going. And the Software Development Forum is an effort to reach out and partner with industry and try and share that information so that when they develop applications for the network, they can do it in a way that will work better as we go forward and as we try and build that single network that I mentioned.
So this is a two-way interaction with industry. This is not just you saying this is what we want to do in the future. This is also them telling you how they can help you do it?
Sure. Yeah, it's definitely a two-way street. There's obviously a lot of experience out there with various aspects of building large networks, or there are experts in industry for everywhere from cloud computing to security, and we fully expect this to be back and forth. And we have some folks on the agenda that can provide lessons learned. We've got the Air Force Chief Technology Officer coming in. He'll lay out some of those future architectures and talk about the delivery and development process we have associated with it. We have some folks from the Electronic System Center coming in who have fielded large systems, and they'll explain some of their lessons learned and some of the advice they have for folks that are trying to bring applications onto the Air Force network. We've got folks from Defense Information Systems Agency who will be talking about how to host applications in kind of a cloud environment and how that plays into the different challenges that you've got when you field in a large application. Folks from the Software Assurance Center are coming in to talk about web services and how to build security in up front. So there's a little bit of something for everyone. And we fully expect a two-way discussion with industry in all those topics because there's plenty of experience in there, and we want to make sure we capitalize on that and proceed smartly out.
You mentioned this is the first one of these that you're doing. What attracted you to this format to want to try to exchange this information in this way?
Well, as we go forward and build this single network, we've had, as I mentioned before, we've had some folks who have been rolled out the first few applications on the network, and we realize there are some differences when you're previously, you were kind of working in a more local environment and you built your applications in that environment. Things change and get a little more complex when you're all of a sudden the systems that you're talking to are, say, on the other side of the country. And so we want to make sure that when folks are developing applications for the network, that they understand those differences, and we can communicate both where the network is now and where it's going so that we try and get the capabilities out to the folks that need them as quickly as we can.
The folks who are coming to this, how should they be prepared? What should they be ready to talk about, or what should they be ready to demonstrate to you and your colleagues inside the Air Force?
Well, if they've got plans, if they're currently engaged in building an application for the network, they should be ready to discuss, well, what kind of environment should I expect to be available to me when I'm trying to get my particular program running on the network? And so we can have the dialogue that you mentioned and say, okay, here's what I'm trying to do, here's the environment I'm trying to target, and we can explain, okay, this is what you can expect, these are the services you can expect to be able to have the network provide, and these are some of the considerations you need to have if you're talking to the clients who are, say, you know, several hundred, several thousand miles away from you. There are considerations that they need to take a look at, and we can help them step through that, and they can, if there's some things that we can do as we build this out, because I mentioned we're in the progress, we can take that under consideration and try and make sure that we have the environment support them as best it can.